So school choice has become a hot topic in Kentucky with legislation to create charter schools, but not yet to fund them, and discussions around scholarship tax credits to help support private school education. So generally, what is your position on school choice?
So I reject the term outright because it's school choice for people who can afford it. And so in a time and a place when the central challenge of our public school system is that they're underfunded, anything that diverts resources from public school classroom to me is something that we don't have the luxury of considering. And what I would say, but there's a broader, if I can just expand for one moment on this, there is a broader issue here. And the fact of the matter is I'm highly critical of even members of my own party because we've defined success in Kentucky in education and protecting what we already have. You know, making sure teachers are able to hold on to a pension that's been promised to them is not the best we can do. It's the least we can do. But if we're going to build a really world-class system of public education in Kentucky, we need to be talking about things like how to shrink class size because student-to-teacher ratios are rising again. We need to talk about how to make the 11th and 12th grade a better transition into whatever it is that comes next. We need to be talking about how in 100 and several other school districts in Kentucky, how to get teachers earning at the national average. We need to be talking about how to better integrate technology into curriculum because kids learn and process differently than did the rest of us when we're in the classroom. But we're not doing any of that because we allow our broken politics are driven by this brain dead debate about those who believe in public education defining reform, excuse me, those who don't believe in public education defining reform as things like choice and vouchers, and people who believe in public education being on the defensive. I'm going to shift that. I have an agenda for education. I'm going to lead from the front, and we're going to take back the mantle of what it means to be a reformer in public education in Kentucky.
How would you respond if the General Assembly passes a funding mechanism for charter schools or passes scholarship tax credits next year?
I think if they couldn't do it under Matt Bevin, I don't think they have any chance of getting it done. A governor who is actively committed to going to every corner of the state to say that there is a better way.